One of the problems with poverty is simply that it can sometimes be flat out overwhelming. Consider an example from the lives of the non-poor. Have you ever been in a situation where on your desk there was a stack of unpaid bills so high that you felt you simply didn't know what to do about it? Maybe the so-called rational thing to do would be to pay two or three bills from that stack each day. But when you look at the large stack, you have a feeling that when you're paying just two or three of those bills, you're hardly making a dent in the stack. It feels like you're not making progress. As a result, in this situation, many people instead do nothing, and the pile of bills remains high, and over time, of course, it may get even higher. In economic language, we would say that solving the problem requires the meeting of some threshold, and short of actually achieving that threshold, the marginal impact of your improvements may be zero or quite small. Imagine your car looked like this. How much trouble would you go to hammer out one of the dents, two of the dents, three of the dents? Again, it's the same kind of structure for the problem. There are many problems which must be solved or overcome, and at the margin, the incentive to take care of just one or two of those problems isn't so high. The notion that you could solve all of the problems at once seems overwhelming, and so again, faced with a problem, people sometimes respond by simply not taking very much productive action. How does this relate to poverty? Well, it's frequently charged that poor people are, for instance, not working much for pay, or not getting enough education, or not saving enough for hard times. Even when these charges are sometimes true, we need to put this in a broader perspective. The problem can be that, from the point of view of someone who is poor, the relevant problems are so overwhelming, that is, there are so many dents in the car, or there are so many unpaid bills in the stack to be paid, that it seems that it's not quite worth taking any one single step to make things better. There's a large threshold required to achieve a discrete improvement, but at the margin, the incentive to make smaller improvements maybe isn't quite there. This can have implications for economic policy. For instance, say that the poor are given some money or given some education or help to save. There's a moral hazard argument which suggests, well, this means the poor will work less or they won't educate themselves as much. And possibly that's true in some situations, but in this framework, actually, helping the poor gives them a greater incentive to help themselves more. That is, you're getting them closer to the threshold of having some discrete problem solved, and it increases their own marginal incentive to do something productive for themselves. This argument is drawn from a very interesting book by the philosopher Charles Coralis called The Persistence of Poverty.